Welcome, curious minds, to the deep dive. Have you ever thought about the silent, powerful engines that truly drive our modern world? We're not talking about the flashy tech giants or, the household names you see every day. Instead, think about the companies whose products are absolutely everywhere. From the diagnostic machine at your doctor's office to the advanced sensor on an airplane, yet they rarely grab the headlines. They're the quiet giants that dominate critical, often unseen parts of our daily lives, making them incredibly resilient and successful. What's their secret for consistent growth and market leadership, even in turbulent times? Today, we're pulling back the curtain on one such powerhouse, Emetek Inc., known by its ticker symbol AME on the NYSE. This isn't just another industrial company, it's a global leader in electronic instruments and electromechanical devices that has, well, meticulously engineered a blueprint for success. Our mission today is to break down Emetek's unique business model, its robust financial strength, the core drivers behind its impressive growth, and what truly sets it apart in a competitive landscape. By the end of this deep dive, you'll walk away with a clear understanding of how Emetek consistently delivers significant value and why its story is so compelling for anyone interested in enduring business success.
And to achieve that understanding, we've structured this deep dive around a comprehensive investment analysis report. This report is built from a rich stack of sources, including Emetek's own financial filings, insights gleaned from recent earnings calls, and extensive industry research. It really gives us a holistic, well-rounded view of the company, cutting through the noise to get to what's truly important for understanding this remarkably consistent enterprise.
Okay, so let's unpack this. You've called Emetek an industrial technology leader, and our outline highlights it as a high-quality compounder. That sounds impressive, but what does that really look like on the ground? What kind of things do they actually produce that might surprise our listeners? And why should we, as curious learners, care about a company that operates in what might seem like a somewhat niche space?
That's a great starting point. At its core, Emetek is what we call a high-quality industrial compounder. Now, that phrase can be a bit of a mouthful, so let's simplify it. Think of it like a carefully cultivated perennial garden. It might not grab headlines like a flashy annual flower, but it delivers consistent, growing yields year after year, building on its own success without needing to be replanted. This means a company that consistently generates superior long-term shareholder returns, not through sudden explosive trends, but through a disciplined, highly repeatable business system. They've codified this system, and they call it the Emetek Growth Model. Their entire strategy revolves around a very focused approach, establishing and then absolutely dominating defensible niche markets. They don't try to be all things to all people. They choose very specific specialized areas and strive for market leadership within them.
So it's less about being the biggest in a broad commoditized category and more about being the best and most indispensable in very specific specialized areas. Is that the core idea?
Precisely. That focus on specialized niches is key.
And you mentioned this growth model. What exactly drives that growth specifically? How do they keep that garden growing?
And the growth is fueled by a balanced, two-pronged approach. First, there's robust organic innovation, meaning they develop new, differentiated products and solutions from within their existing businesses. And second, there's a very programmatic, value-accretive M&A strategy. They're constantly looking for smart, strategic acquisitions that either enhance their existing technological capabilities or bring them into new, attractive, and defensible niches. This balance ensures they're always growing, both internally and externally.
So it's not just a big industrial company, it's a systematic one, a meticulously engineered machine, as you put it, with these dual engines of internal innovation and external acquisition. But for those of us who might not be intimately familiar with the industrial sector, can you tell us a bit more about what Emetek actually makes? What kind of products are we talking about here? Where might we encounter them, even if we don't realize it?
Certainly. Emetek Inc. has a long history, incorporated way back in Delaware in 1930, and is headquartered in Berwyn, Pennsylvania. What's particularly striking about their structure is that they operate through a highly decentralized network of over 40 distinct businesses spread across more than 30 countries. This decentralized model is a deliberate choice. These individual businesses manufacture and sell highly differentiated electronic instruments and electromechanical devices. So we're talking about specialized problem solvers in various technical fields. For instance, think of the incredibly precise sensors that detect minute flaws in a jet engine, or the motion control systems that enable a surgical robot to make tiny, accurate movements. These are the kinds of essential high-performance components and instruments that Emetek's various businesses create. Their operational philosophy, as we discussed, is deeply rooted in that Emitech growth model, which serves as their systematic framework, guiding every decision across these diverse businesses.
A global footprint with such a decentralized approach, that sounds like a very intentional strategy, giving them both scale and local agility. And this Emitech growth model truly is central to everything they do, isn't it? It's not just a fancy name on a PowerPoint slide.
Absolutely. It's their value creation engine, the bedrock of their long-term success. It's built on four strategic pillars: operational excellence, new product development, global and market expansion, and strategic acquisitions. The goal of this integrated framework is not just growth for growth's sake, but very specific, consistent financial objectives, aiming for consistent double-digit EPS growth over the business cycle, achieving strong and expanding operating margins, and generating robust free cash flow. What's fascinating is that all of this is underpinned by an asset-light business model. This is quite clever for an industrial company, meaning they rely less on owning massive, expensive factories and more on specialized production, strategic outsourcing, or highly efficient processes that don't tie up as much capital in physical assets. This gives them immense financial flexibility and higher returns on their capital.
This truly does sound like a meticulously engineered machine, with each part contributing to the whole. So how does that system manifest in its day-to-day operations? What are the actual business groups that bring this model to life? Let's dig into the actual gears of that machine, its two main business segments. Here's where it gets really interesting. Emitech operates with two distinct yet complementary groups. Can you break down what each segment does and how they specifically contribute to Emitech's overall success and financial profile?
Of course. Emitech's operations are primarily organized into two complementary operating groups: the Electronic Instruments Group, EIG, and the Electromechanical Group, EMG. They both contribute significantly, but they focus on different aspects of industrial technology. Let's start with EIG. This is typically the larger and generally more profitable segment for Emitech. EIG is a worldwide leader in the design and manufacture of advanced analytical, test, and measurement instrumentation. It's crucial to emphasize that these aren't just any tools. These are mission-critical tools for their customers.
Mission-critical, that suggests a very high level of importance.
Extremely high. It means that if Emitech's instrument fails, there are significant operational, financial, or even safety consequences for the customer. The stakes are incredibly high, which also gives Emitech strong pricing power.
Right. And what kind of products and markets do they serve with these tools? Can you give us a sense of their actual use?
Their product portfolio is quite extensive and incredibly diverse. For instance, in process markets, they provide advanced instruments that monitor and control crucial variables in industries like oil and gas, petrochemicals, pharmaceutical manufacturing, and food and beverage production. Imagine a sensor ensuring the precise blend of ingredients in a medicine, or a gas analyzer detecting impurities in a natural gas pipeline. These are sectors where precision and reliability are absolutely paramount, literally affecting the quality of what we consume or the safety of our infrastructure. They also serve the power in industrial sectors, including power generation facilities, complex industrial automation systems, and metals production. And, of course, they have a significant presence in the aerospace industry, providing everything from flight data recorders to engine performance monitors. Beyond that, EIG offers a wide range of analytical and precision instruments vital for cutting-edge laboratory research, various medical diagnostics, and even the demanding semiconductor industry, where micron-level precision is essential. So you can see the breadth of their reach, all within highly specialized technical areas where their technology is indispensable.
That's a very diverse set of applications indeed. And how does this translate into financial performance for EIG? Those margins we mentioned earlier for an industrial company are truly remarkable. What's the single most critical factor in EIG's market position that allows them to command such profitability where others might struggle?
Financially, EIG is unequivocally the primary engine for Emitech's revenue and profitability. In fiscal year 2023, the segment generated approximately $4.6 billion in sales with a highly attractive operating income margin of around 28%. This profitability isn't just consistent, it's strengthening. For example, the fourth quarter of 2024, EIG reported record operating margins of an impressive 31.8% on sales of $1.21 billion. And most recently, in the second quarter of 2025, the segment's net sales were $1.16 billion. The single most critical factor allowing them to command such profitability is their technological differentiation coupled with their specified in-niche dominance. They're not just selling instruments, they're solving unique, complex, mission-critical problems that few others can. Once an Emitech instrument is specified in, meaning designed into a customer's unique process or product, the switching costs are incredibly high. Customers are rarely willing to risk operational failure, recertification processes, or lengthy redesigns to save a few dollars on an emitted component. This gives EIG significant pricing power and fosters incredibly sticky customer relationships, driving those best-in-class margins year after year.
That's incredibly strong performance. So EIG is clearly a powerhouse, driving those impressive margins. But a truly resilient system often has complementary strengths. What about its counterpart, the electromechanical group? How does it contribute to Ametek's overall machine?
The electromechanical group, EMG, operates with a similar philosophy of niche leadership, but focuses on different products, more on the physical components that make things move and work. EMG is a differentiated supplier of automation and precision motion control solutions, highly engineered electrical interconnects, specialty metals, and advanced thermal management systems. Think of these products as critical components that are meticulously engineered to be integrated into the customer's larger systems. These aren't off-the-shelf parts. They are often customized and essential for enabling the overall performance and reliability of the end product.
It almost sounds like if EIG is providing the brains or the eyes with their instruments, then EMG steps in to provide the muscles and nervous system with their components. Does that analogy hold up?
That's a very apt analogy, actually. Yes, it holds up well.
Okay, good. And what kinds of critical components are we talking about in EMG?
EMG products are indeed the sophisticated muscles and nervous system that power various applications. For instance, EMG holds significant positions in niche segments within the aerospace and defense, industrial automation and robotics, and medical markets. Their products include things like highly efficient and precise brushless DC motors for applications ranging from factory robots to aircraft control surfaces, sophisticated controllers for various motion and fluid applications, specialized blowers for critical cooling in electronics or medical devices, high-performance specialty metals used in demanding environments like aircraft engines, and critical electrical connectors used in situations where reliability and signal integrity are non-negotiable, often in harsh conditions. Again, these are not generic parts. They're highly engineered solutions tailored for demanding, often life or death, applications where failure is simply not an option.
And how has EMG been performing financially, especially given its focus on these physical components?
EMG generated approximately $2.0 billion in sales in fiscal year 2023, maintaining a strong operating margin of about 25%. This segment has recently shown robust growth momentum. In the fourth quarter of 2024, sales increased an impressive 11% year-over-year to $546.7 million, driven particularly by recent acquisitions and strong demand in the aerospace and defense sectors. This momentum continued into the second quarter of 2025, where EMG reported record net sales of $618.5 million, marking a 6.4% increase over the prior year. The key takeaway here is that EMG is showing strong, continued growth momentum and contributes significantly to Ametek's overall top line, proving that even muscles and nervous systems can be incredibly profitable when they're highly differentiated and mission-critical.
It truly sounds like these aren't just selling widgets, they're selling incredibly specific, high-stakes components where performance is absolutely critical. So how do these two segments, even with their different product lines, work together under that overarching growth model that you highlighted earlier? What makes a whole greater than the sum of its parts?
That's a great question, and it really gets to the heart of Ametek's cohesive strategy. While EIG and EMG are distinct in their product offerings and immediate markets, they both share the fundamental philosophy of niche dominance and technological differentiation. They are both fed by the Ametek growth model, which provides the strategic framework, the operational discipline, and the capital allocation strategy that truly acts as the engine of their long-term success. They are distinct segments, but they're pulling in the same direction, leveraging the same core principles to create value. They might be working on different problems, but they're using the same playbook for success.
That makes perfect sense. They share the same DNA, the same underlying strategic framework. Let's zoom in on this Ametek growth model you've highlighted as the cornerstone of their strategy. You mentioned it's a systematic framework. Can you walk us through the four pillars that make it so effective, giving us a clear, practical picture of how they fit together and create the self-reinforcing loop?
Absolutely. The Ametek growth model is indeed Ametek's proprietary value creation engine, and it's meticulously structured around four interconnected pillars that operate in a continuous cycle. The first pillar, and truly the cornerstone, is operational excellence. This isn't just a goal for Ametek. It's a deep-seated cultural commitment to continuous improvement that permeates every level of the organization. They implement a suite of initiatives, including lean manufacturing principles, which are about eliminating waste and maximizing efficiency, strategic global sourcing to find the best materials at the best prices, designed for Six Sigma methodologies, which means designing products from the ground up for near-perfect quality and reliability. Value analysis, value engineering, which is about constantly stripping out unnecessary costs without sacrificing performance, and an increasing focus on digitalization across their operations. The impact of this is profound. It consistently drives margin expansion, significantly shortens manufacturing cycle times, improves asset efficiency, and generates higher cash flow from operations. Crucially, this pillar is also vital for effectively integrating newly acquired companies, ensuring they quickly become efficient and profitable contributors to the AMETEK system. It's how they take good companies and make them even better.
So it's about doing things better, faster, and more cost-effectively all the time, embedding that efficiency into their very DNA. What's the next pillar that builds on this foundation?
The second pillar is new product development, which serves as their innovation engine. AMETEK's focus here is explicitly on solving complex customer challenges through highly differentiated technology. To maintain its technological leadership and stay ahead of the curve, the company consistently invests a significant portion of its sales, approximately 5.5%, directly into research, development, and engineering, or RD&E. They even have a specific way to measure the effectiveness of these investments, their Vitality Index. This index tracks the percentage of sales derived from products launched within the past 3 years. Their target for this index is around 25%, and impressively, in the first quarter of 2024, their Vitality Index stood exactly at 25%, demonstrating a healthy pipeline of new, innovative products that are actively contributing to revenue. This is an innovation for its own sake. It's innovation that drives commercial success.
That's a great measurable way to ensure their innovation isn't just theoretical, but actually translating into sales and customer solutions. So they're improving internally and innovating new solutions. What about reaching customers beyond their current base?
That brings us to the third pillar, global and market expansion, which is all about reaching beyond borders. AMETEK actively leverages its extensive global infrastructure to serve a geographically diverse customer base. Currently, roughly half of its sales are generated outside the United States. In fact, international sales comprised 47.4% of total net sales in the second quarter of 2025, which is an increase from 45.5% in the same period of 2024. This shows their commitment to expanding their global reach. Their strategy involves consistently investing in sales, service, and engineering capabilities in key overseas markets, with a particular focus on high-growth emerging economies in regions like Asia and Latin America. This diversification hedges against localized economic downturns and opens up vast new markets for their specialized products.
So they're not just selling existing products globally, but actively building out the infrastructure and tailoring their approach to support that growth in new territories. It's a continuous push outwards. But you've also emphasized that a huge part of their story is external growth. Tell us more about how they buy their way to even greater success. What's the final pillar?
The fourth pillar is strategic acquisitions, which is a powerful compounding accelerator for the business. M&A is described as a primary and essential driver of AMETEK's growth, executed with a highly disciplined and proven process. They specifically target companies in adjacent markets that offer complementary, differentiated technologies and are aligned with powerful secular growth themes. Their track record is impressive. They've completed 15 acquisitions since 2019, adding approximately $1.6 billion in annualized sales. And looking further back, since 2014, they've deployed a substantial $8.8 billion across 37 acquisitions. This programmatic approach allows them to consistently compound earnings and strategically reposition their portfolio towards more profitable and faster-growing markets. It's a key reason why they've grown far beyond their initial scope.
So it's not just about making great products, but also about making them efficiently through operational excellence, constantly innovating with new product development, reaching new markets through global and market expansion, and smartly buying other successful companies through strategic acquisitions. What's fascinating here is how these four pillars don't just stand alone, they create a self-reinforcing loop, a true flywheel effect. How does AMETEK uniquely make this work more effectively than competitors, leading to accelerated self-sustaining growth?
That's the real insight here, and it's what differentiates AMETEK. What makes this truly insightful is how AMETEK avoids the common pitfall of many industrial companies, relying on a single, aging cash cow that eventually declines. Instead, they've engineered a continuous regeneration process. Their established niche dominance and technological differentiation in their existing businesses create highly sticky, high-margin revenue streams. These robust revenues, in turn, provide the consistent funding for their significant R&D investments, ensuring their products remain cutting edge and, crucially, for the programmatic M&A strategy.
These carefully selected acquisitions then further strengthen their market position, bring in new differentiated technologies, expand their global reach, and add to the pool of high-margin revenue. It's a virtuous cycle. More profit enables more investment, which leads to more growth and even stronger market positions. It's not just growth. It's accelerated self-sustaining growth that compounds over time.
This systematic approach sounds incredibly robust. Mm-hmm. It almost feels like they've built an industrial version of a Swiss watch, precise, durable, and designed to run perfectly for decades. But even a Swiss watch needs protection. How does Ametek actually protect itself in a highly competitive world? And what big overarching trends are working in its favor, giving it a boost?
Ametek's resilience and long-term viability are significantly enhanced by its strategic diversification and positioning, which collectively act as a formidable competitive moat. It's how they ensure that Swiss watch keeps ticking without major interruptions. Let's look at their revenue diversification. First, by segment, as we discussed, EIG consistently contributes roughly two-thirds of total company revenue, with EMG making up the remaining third. This balance means they aren't overly reliant on one product type. Then, by geography, Ametek has a very well-balanced international footprint. International sales represent a significant and growing portion of their business, accounting for 47.4% of total net sales in the second quarter of 2025, which is an increase from 45.5% in the same period of 2024. Europe remains their largest overseas market, but they are actively pursuing growth worldwide, particularly in high-growth emerging economies. And finally, by end market, Ametek serves an incredibly broad and diverse array of niche end markets. This includes critical sectors like aerospace and defense, medical and healthcare, industrial automation and manufacturing, energy production and supply, and advanced research and development. The key takeaway for you here is that this wide exposure acts as a natural hedge. Weakness in any single sector can often be offset by strength in another, smoothing their financial results across economic cycles and providing remarkable stability.
That broad diversification makes a lot of sense for stability. But beyond just spreading out their risk, how does their core business model itself create resilience and customer loyalty? What makes their products so sticky that customers can't easily leave?
That's where the business model resilience comes in, specifically through what we can think of as recurring revenue characteristics and incredibly high customer stickiness. Ametek's products are fundamentally different because they're highly engineered, technologically differentiated, and not commoditized. They solve customers' most complex challenges, often unique ones. This differentiation is the first layer of stickiness. But a deeper, more powerful source comes from their products being specified in to a customer's own design or critical process. Imagine an EMG motion control system that is custom designed into a specific surgical robot and rigorously tested to meet stringent safety standards. Or an EIG sensor that is the only qualified device for monitoring a critical parameter on an aircraft engine. For a customer to switch to a competitor, it would require a costly, time-consuming, and risky process of redesigning, retesting, and requalifying their entire system. These high switching costs create incredibly durable, recurring-like revenue streams, because once Ametek is in, they are really in.
That specified in concept is a powerful idea, essentially. Once you're in, you're really in. And that must give them a lot of pricing power, right? It's not just about making a sale, but about becoming an indispensable partner.
Precisely. Because Ametek's components are often mission-critical, the cost of their part is usually a small fraction of the customer's total product cost. However, its performance is absolutely critical. The cost of failure, whether it's an airline grounding a plane, a factory shutting down, or a medical device malfunctioning, would be orders of magnitude greater than the component itself. So customers prioritize quality, reliability, and technological performance over minor price differences, allowing Ametek to command premium prices for the value they provide. This structural advantage directly drives their industry-leading profit margins and provides the stable cash flow needed to fund their continuous R&D and M&A strategies, completing that flywheel effect we discussed.
So they've built this strong, diversified, sticky business with incredible pricing power, but are these markets even growing? If we connect this to the bigger picture, what are the major long-term trends, these powerful tailwinds that are supporting Ametek's continued growth? What are the macro forces that have Ametek riding a wave?
Ametek is expertly aligned with several powerful, long-term secular growth trends that provide significant momentum across its businesses, almost like having the wind at their back. In aerospace and defense, this market is benefiting from increased global defense budgets as nations modernize their capabilities. The ongoing modernization of commercial and military aircraft fleets, and a growing emphasis on advanced electronic systems. Think about the development of autonomous drones, the increasing importance of electronic warfare,
and the race for hypersonic capabilities, all demanding the sophisticated sensors, test equipment, and ruggedized components that Ametek provides. The resurgence in global air travel is also driving demand for new aircraft and a robust maintenance, repair, and overhaul market. Next, medical technology, or medtech, is propelled by undeniable structural drivers, an aging global population, the rising prevalence of chronic diseases, and continuous technological innovation in healthcare. The increasing complexity of medical devices, particularly in fields like robotic surgery, minimally invasive procedures, and advanced drug delivery systems, creates strong demand for Ametek's high-precision, highly engineered components. The recent acquisition of Paragon Medical specifically deepened their exposure to this very attractive and resilient end market.
Right. That Paragon deal makes even more sense now.
Yeah. Exactly. Then there's industrial automation. The global push for increased manufacturing productivity, improved quality control, supply chain resilience, and the reshoring of industrial capacity back to home countries is fueling sustained, massive investment in automation. This global market is projected to grow at a compound annual growth rate in the high single digits to low double digits, potentially exceeding $300 billion by the end of the decade. Ametek's EMG segment, with its precision motion control solutions, is perfectly positioned to capitalize on this digital transformation of factories. We also see the powerful trend of energy transition and electrification, the global shift towards renewable energy sources like solar and wind, the modernization of electrical grids to improve reliability and integrate these new sources, and the broad electrification of transportation and industry all require advanced power measurement, monitoring, and testing instrumentation. Ametek's EIG segment is a key supplier of these technologies, benefiting directly from these long-term investment cycles in green energy and efficiency. And finally, the semiconductor and advanced electronics market. The relentless drive for smaller, faster, and more powerful electronic devices necessitates increasingly complex semiconductor chips. This complexity, along with the adoption of new materials and advanced packaging, drives the need for more sophisticated and precise metrology, inspection, and testing solutions throughout the manufacturing process. Ametek's instruments play a critical role in ensuring the quality and yield of these advanced electronics, which are the building blocks of almost everything digital.
Wow, those are some serious tailwinds, aligning Ametek with some of the biggest transformations happening globally. It's like they've positioned themselves at the intersection of all these megatrends. But with all this inherent growth, how does Ametek actually maintain its lead in these markets against its competitors? What stops others from just coming in and taking their business, especially with such attractive margins?
That's where Ametek's truly formidable competitive moat comes into play, built on several reinforcing advantages that are difficult, if not impossible, for competitors to replicate quickly. Firstly, technological leadership. The company explicitly states its belief in possessing certain technological advantages over its competitors. This isn't a static position. It's actively maintained through sustained, significant investment in R&D and a deep culture of innovation focused on solving the most difficult customer problems. They don't just react to market needs, they anticipate and shape them. Secondly, and crucially, is their niche market dominance. The core of Ametek's competitive strategy is to achieve and maintain significant market share in a number of targeted niche markets. These aren't the broad, sprawling markets where industrial giants battle it out in a race to the bottom on price. Instead, Ametek targets segments that are often too small or specialized to attract the full attention of larger, diversified competitors. This big fish in small ponds approach allows Ametek to operate in a more rational, competitive environment where leadership is based on technology and application expertise rather than just sheer scale and price. They typically hold a #1 or #2 market share position in their chosen segments, which is a primary source of their sustained high margins. It's a very clever way to avoid brutal competition.
So they pick their battles very carefully.
Very carefully. Third, operational excellence itself acts as a moat. The deeply ingrained culture of lean manufacturing, continuous improvement, and disciplined cost management, which is part of their growth model, is genuinely difficult for competitors to replicate. It's not just a set of processes. It's a way of thinking that permeates the entire organization, leading to best-in-class margins and consistent cash flow generation that few can match. This operational efficiency means they can often produce high-quality goods at a lower cost than rivals, even while commanding premium prices. Finally, there are substantial barriers to entry and inherent pricing power. Potential new entrants face high hurdles. The extensive technological expertise and proprietary intellectual property required,
The lengthy, rigorous, and expensive customer qualification and certification processes, especially pronounced in highly regulated aerospace and medical device industries, and the deeply entrenched customer relationships and high switching costs associated with their spec-in business model. Add to that AMETEK's scale, brand reputation, and manufacturing efficiencies, and you get a powerful combination. The result of all these factors is significant and sustainable pricing power for their value-added solutions, which is a fundamental driver of their industry-leading profitability. They've built a truly defensible business.
That's an incredibly detailed picture of how they protect their turf. So what does this all mean for its financial performance? Do the numbers truly back up this impressive strategy, or is it all just good theory?
The numbers tell a very compelling story indeed, demonstrating that this impressive strategy is not just theory, but a consistently executed reality. An examination of AMETEK's financial history reveals a consistent and disciplined execution of its growth model, resulting in a strong track record of profitable growth, impressive margin expansion, and robust cash flow generation. The company has proven its resilience through economic cycles and its ability to compound shareholder value over the long term. Let's look at the revenue and earnings growth trajectory. AMETEK has delivered consistent top and bottom line growth, driven by both organic initiatives and strategic acquisitions. They grew sales to $5.2 billion in 2019, successfully navigated the challenges of the global pandemic in 2020 by adjusting quickly, and quickly returned to strong growth. By fiscal year 2024, sales had expanded to $6.94 billion, marking a 5% increase over 2023. This demonstrates the model's ability to compound revenue steadily. This growth in sales has been accompanied by even stronger performance and profitability, with diluted EPS growing 14% in 2019 and adjusted EPS growing 7% in 2024. This isn't just revenue growth, it's profitable growth.
Those are solid growth numbers, especially considering recent economic volatility. But what about their profitability margins? Are they holding up or even improving given all those operational excellence initiatives we discussed?
Absolutely, and this is where AMETEK truly shines. The company has demonstrated a remarkable and consistent ability to expand its profit margins over time. This is a direct result of their operational excellence initiatives, the strategic shift of their portfolio towards more differentiated, higher-margin businesses through M&A. Their operating margin has steadily expanded from 22.8% in 2019 to 25.6% for the full year 2024. This trend has continued into the most recent periods, with reported operating margins of 26.6% in Q4 2024 and 26.0% in Q2 2025. Even more impressively, the company's EBITDA margin reached 31.8% in Q2 2025. This places AMETEK in the upper echelon of industrial manufacturing companies and truly highlights the high degree of value added in its products and services. What's truly remarkable here isn't just the high margins, but that they've expanded them so consistently in a mature industrial sector. This tells us they're not just selling, they're solving problems so critical and specialized that customers are willing to pay a premium year after year, and AMETEK is extracting that value efficiently.
That's a testament to incredible efficiency and a well-executed strategy. And what about their capital efficiency and how well they're using shareholder money to generate returns?
Management's stated objective is to generate a superior return on total capital. And the analysis of their returns on invested capital, or ROIC, and return on equity, ROE, confirms their effectiveness. Despite carrying a significant amount of goodwill and intangible assets on their balance sheet from their active acquisition strategy, which can often weigh down returns for other companies, AMETEK has consistently generated strong returns. This indicates that management has been successful in acquiring high-quality businesses at reasonable prices and integrating them effectively to generate returns that exceed their cost of capital. Their asset-light business model further contributes to this capital efficiency, as it means they require less upfront capital investment in physical plants and equipment relative to the revenue they generate, which keeps their capital churning efficiently.
That asset-light model sounds like it would also contribute to robust cash flow. Is that the case, and how does that manifest?
Yes, and this is one of the most compelling aspects of AMETEK's financial profile, its prodigious and consistent generation of cash flow. The company's asset-light business model, combined with its relentless focus on operational efficiency and working capital management, allows it to convert a very high percentage of its earnings into tangible cash. Operating cash flow has grown impressively from $1.1 billion in 2019 to a record $1.83 billion in 2024. A key metric for assessing earnings quality is free cash flow conversion, which measures the percentage of net income that is converted into free cash flow. AMETEK consistently excels on this front, with conversion ratios frequently exceeding 100% of net income, for example, 118% in 2019, and an outstanding 129% in the fourth quarter of 2024. This means their profits are very real. backed by actual cash that can be reinvested or returned to shareholders.
Those are very strong numbers, especially the cash flow generation. It truly underpins the idea of a self-reinforcing system that can fund its own growth. Now let's look forward. How does Ametek plan to keep this engine running at full speed? What's their strategy for future growth, both from within and through acquisitions?
Ametek's future growth is firmly predicated on the continued rigorous execution of its proven multifaceted growth model. This model skillfully balances organic initiatives with that disciplined, programmatic acquisition strategy we've discussed. The company is exceptionally well-positioned to capitalize on several long-term secular growth trends through this balanced approach. On the organic growth front, they have several key levers. R&D and innovation are paramount. Ametek maintains its technological leadership through consistent and focused investment in R&D. Management has committed to incremental investments in strategic growth initiatives, primarily focused on RD&E and sales and marketing, totaling an expected $100 million in 2024 and another $85 million in 2025. The success of these investments is evident in their strong vitality index, which stood at 25% in the first quarter of 2024, meaning one quarter of its revenue came from products introduced in just the last 3 years. This clearly demonstrates a healthy pipeline of new products that are resonating with customers and ensuring their internal growth engine is constantly refreshed. Beyond R&D, global and market expansion remains a core organic lever. The company continues to focus on expanding its presence in high-growth emerging markets and leveraging its global infrastructure to introduce newly acquired product lines into new geographic regions. This geographic expansion provides access to new customers and further diversifies the company's revenue base, reducing reliance on any single economy. They're literally finding new places for their specialized solutions.
So they're growing from within by innovating and expanding, but you've also repeatedly highlighted M&A as a huge part of the strategy. Can you elaborate on that inorganic growth engine? How do they ensure it's not just growth for growth's sake, but truly value accretive?
The inorganic growth engine, driven by their disciplined M&A strategy, is indeed a key and central pillar of the Ametek growth model. It's programmatic and continuous, serving as the primary engine for compounding growth and strategically repositioning the portfolio over time. Their approach to M&A isn't sporadic. It's a constant, well-oiled machine, almost like a carefully curated shopping list for high-quality niche businesses. Since the beginning of 2019, for instance, they've completed 15 acquisitions, adding approximately $1.6 billion in annualized sales. And looking at a longer time frame, since 2014, they have deployed a substantial $8.8 billion across 37 acquisitions, showcasing a long and successful track record of capital deployment. Their M&A strategy is highly disciplined to ensure value accretion. They specifically target technically differentiated businesses in adjacent markets that are aligned with attractive secular growth themes. But the real magic happens post-acquisition. The integration process is systematic, leveraging their principles of operational excellence to rapidly improve the profitability and efficiency of the acquired companies. They apply their Swiss watch system to these new parts, making them run smoother and more profitably. This is how they avoid overpaying and ensure each acquisition truly adds to the bottom line.
And what are some of the more recent significant acquisitions that illustrate this highly disciplined and transformative strategy?
They've had two particularly transformative acquisitions recently. First, Paragon Medical, which was acquired for approximately $1.9 billion. Paragon is a leading manufacturer of highly engineered medical components and instruments. This acquisition significantly enhanced Ametek's presence in the high-growth medtech market, providing exposure to attractive niches like orthopedics, minimally invasive surgery, and robotic surgery, all areas with very strong tailwinds. Second, they acquired Faro Technologies in July 2025 for approximately $920 million. Faro is a leader in 3D metrology and digital reality solutions. The strategic thesis here is clear and ambitious. Ametek plans to apply its rigorous operational excellence principles to Faro's operations to drive substantial margin improvement. Management has set an ambitious target to double Faro's EBITDA margins to 30% within approximately 3 years, which would represent a significant value creation opportunity and a powerful test of Ametek's integration capabilities.
It's clear M&A is a huge part of the strategy, bringing in new capabilities and growth avenues. How does Ametek manage its finances to fund all this growth, both organic and inorganic, while still rewarding its shareholders? It must require incredible financial dexterity.
Ametek's management team has demonstrated a clear, consistent, and disciplined approach to capital allocation, prioritizing investments in growth while also returning capital to shareholders. Their robust free cash flow generation, which we just discussed, provides the solid foundation for this balanced strategy. It's essentially their financial fuel tank. Regarding management's capital deployment priorities, the primary focus is always on deploying capital towards strategic, value-enhancing acquisitions that fit their niche and differentiation criteria. After funding M&A, the company then looks to return capital to shareholders through a combination of a consistently growing dividend and opportunistic share repurchases. To put this in perspective, from 2022 to 2024, Emetek deployed approximately $2.8 billion in acquisitions, demonstrating M&A's primary role. Over the same period, they returned capital to shareholders via about $722 million in dividends and $553 million in share repurchases. It's a clear hierarchy. Growth first, then shareholder returns. Now, for their dividend policy and sustainability. Emetek has a well-established policy of paying a regular quarterly dividend and boasts a strong track record of increasing it over time. The dividend was increased by 12% in early 2024 to $0.28 per share, and another increase to $0.31 per share was announced for the third quarter of 2025. This signals management's strong confidence in the company's future cash flows. The sustainability of this dividend is exceptionally high, with a very conservative payout ratio of just 18.9% of earnings in 2024. This low ratio indicates the dividend is extremely well covered by earnings and there's substantial capacity for future dividend growth. So while the current dividend yield might seem modest, Emetek is truly a dividend growth story rather than a high-yield play.
And what about share repurchases? Are those a regular part of their shareholder returns, or do they use them more strategically?
Their share repurchase program is more opportunistic. Unlike the steady growth of the dividend, the amount spent on buybacks fluctuates significantly year to year. For example, Emetek spent $333 million on repurchases in 2022, but only $8 million in 2023. Before increasing to $212 million in 2024. This pattern suggests management uses buybacks as a flexible tool to deploy excess cash, likely becoming more active when M&A opportunities are less plentiful or when they perceive the company's stock to be undervalued. It's a way to be flexible with capital that's not immediately needed for acquisitions. Finally, their debt management and balance sheet optimization are critical, especially given their M&A strategy. Emetek prudently manages its balance sheet to maintain significant financial flexibility, which is essential for funding its continuous acquisition program. The company maintains a conservative leverage profile, as evidenced by its debt-to-capital ratio of just 17.7% at the end of fiscal 2024. This strong balance sheet provides the capacity to fund future acquisitions without excessive risk.
In their Q2 2025 earnings call, management highlighted this strength, noting that the company had approximately $4.5 billion to $5.4 billion in available firepower for M&A, considering existing cash, credit facilities, and their ability to prudently increase leverage. They even established a new $2.3 billion commercial paper program in January 2025 to further enhance their short-term funding flexibility, ensuring they always have dry powder for the next strategic opportunity.
That's a truly impressive financial picture, showing great flexibility for future growth while still being disciplined. But how has Emetek been performing lately, especially given all the economic turbulence and uncertainty in the world? And what are the biggest challenges it faces moving forward, even with all these advantages?
Emetek has demonstrated strong operational execution and strategic agility in navigating a complex and uncertain macroeconomic environment over the past couple of years. The company has successfully managed through supply chain challenges, inflationary pressures, and shifts in customer demand, all while continuing to execute on its long-term growth initiatives. Regarding navigating headwinds in 2023-2024, management has consistently acknowledged operating in a, quote, continued uncertain macroeconomic environment. A notable headwind has been the normalization of inventory levels, or destocking, across its original equipment manufacturer OEM customer base. This trend particularly impacted the automation businesses within the EMG segment, temporarily dampening organic growth as customers worked through existing inventories. However, management has consistently communicated that they expect this effect to be transitory, with improvement anticipated in the second half of the year as the inventory cycle normalizes. The company has also proactively utilized its global manufacturing footprint and sophisticated supply chain teams to mitigate the impact of component shortages and trade tariffs, implementing a comprehensive plan that includes selective price increases and supply chain adjustments to protect their margins.
So they're not just weathering the storms, they're actively managing them. It's a very proactive approach. And how are those big recent acquisitions, Paragon Medical and Faro Technologies, integrating into the system? Are they proving to be the valuable additions Emetek expected?
Their strategic execution, especially with recent acquisitions, is proceeding well, which is crucial for their growth model. For Paragon Medical, the integration is reportedly going smoothly. The company took a restructuring charge in the first quarter of 2024, which is expected to generate significant operational benefits with a payback period of less than 2 years.
demonstrating that their operational excellence playbook is being applied. By mid-2025, management noted that the destocking period in Paragon's end markets was over, and the business was experiencing robust orders and strong margin expansion, with profitability now in line with AMETEK's high corporate average. This confirms the acquisition is delivering as promised. As for Faro Technologies, the acquisition was just completed in July 2025, bolstering AMETEK's position in advanced measurement. The strategic thesis here is clear. Apply AMETEK's operational excellence principles to Faro operations to drive substantial margin improvement. Management has set an ambitious target to double Faro's EBITDA margin to 30% within approximately 3 years, a bold but achievable goal given AMETEK's track record.
Those are ambitious targets, but AMETEK certainly has a track record of achieving them. What do the most recent quarterly earnings and management's guidance tell us about the company's current trajectory looking ahead for the rest of 2025?
Their recent quarterly earnings and management guidance have been very strong, demonstrating the resilience of their business model, even amidst external pressures. Q4 2024 saw record sales of $1.76 billion, a 2% increase, and a record adjusted EPS of $1.87, up 11%. In Q1 2024, reported in May, sales grew 9% to $1.74 billion, with adjusted EPS increasing 10% to $1.64, beating prior guidance. Most recently, Q2 2025, reported in July, delivered another record quarter, with sales of $1.78 billion, up 2.5% year-over-year, and EPS of $1.78, up 7%, surpassing analyst expectations. The book-to-bill ratio, which simply tells us if they're getting more new orders than they are shipping out, was solid at $1 for Q2 2025, indicating stable demand perfectly matching production. Buoyed by this strong performance, management actually raised its full-year 2025 guidance, now expecting adjusted EPS to be in the range of $7.06 to $7.20, an increase from the previous range on anticipated mid-single-digit sales growth. This upward revision signals a high degree of confidence in the company's ability to continue executing, even amidst ongoing market uncertainties.
So, despite the macro headwinds, they're still hitting records and raising guidance. That's a powerful statement about their underlying business strength. But what does this all mean for potential risks? Every investment has them. This raises an important question. What are the biggest potential pitfalls for AMETEK, and how are they mitigating those, especially given their dependence on M&A and specialized markets?
It's crucial to consider the risks, even for a company as strong as AMETEK. Let's look at some key categories and their mitigating factors, starting with business and operational risks. The most significant is end market cyclicality. AMETEK has exposure to cyclical markets like industrial manufacturing, aerospace, and semiconductors. A broad and prolonged global economic downturn could significantly impact revenue and profitability as demand for capital goods can fluctuate. However, this risk is partially mitigated by the company's high degree of diversification across numerous niche end markets, which are not all correlated, so weakness in one area might be offset by strength in another. Additionally, their flexible, asset-light manufacturing model allows them to adjust their cost structure more quickly than competitors with higher fixed costs, providing a cushion during downturns. Then there's competition. AMETEK operates in highly competitive industries where it faces pressure on technology, performance, and price. But, as we discussed, their strategy of focusing on achieving leadership positions in niche markets, where competition is often less intense and more rational, provides a structural defense against broad-based competitive pressure. They choose their battles carefully. And finally, for this category, supply chain disruptions. The company is vulnerable to component shortages like semiconductor chips and raw material price inflation, as many global manufacturers are. Their mitigation includes a global sourcing strategy, strong relationships with a diverse set of suppliers to reduce dependence on any single source, and importantly, their pricing power, which allows them to pass through some inflationary cost increases to customers who prioritize reliability.
Those are important operational considerations. What about broader economic and market-related risks that could impact them from outside their direct control?
Absolutely. The next category is economic and market-related risks. A significant one is M&A integration risk. AMETEK's growth model is heavily dependent on the successful execution of its acquisition strategy. A large, poorly executed acquisition or overpaying for a target could be destructive to shareholder value. However, the company has a long and successful track record employing a disciplined, systematic integration playbook rooted in its operational excellence principles, proven effective over dozens of transactions. This significantly reduces the risk. There's also geopolitical and foreign exchange risk. With nearly half of its sales coming from outside the United States, AMETEK is exposed to international risks, including unfavorable currency fluctuations, trade tensions, and changes in foreign regulations.
Their global manufacturing footprint allows them to localize production in some cases to mitigate tariffs, and they engage in hedging activities to manage currency risk, though these can never fully eliminate exposure.
And are there any financial or regulatory risks we should be aware of, perhaps stemming from their accounting or debt practices?
Yes, the last category is legal, regulatory, and financial risks. Due to its active acquisition history, a substantial portion of Ametek's balance sheet consists of goodwill and other intangible assets, approximately 72% of total assets at year-end 2024. This presents a goodwill impairment risk, where a severe economic downturn could necessitate a large non-cash impairment charge if the value of an acquired business declines significantly. However, the consistent and strong profitability and cash flow generation of Ametek's acquired businesses make the risk of impairment low, barring a catastrophic economic scenario. Lastly, there's debt and financial covenants. The company uses debt to finance acquisitions. An unexpected rise in interest rates or a significant decline in earnings could make this debt more burdensome. But Ametek maintains a conservative leverage profile and a strong investment-grade credit rating, which provides it with ready access to capital markets at attractive rates. This responsible debt management helps protect against financial distress.
Given all we've covered, this intricate business model, the strong financial performance, its alignment with major global trends, and the risks, how does the market currently value Ametek? And perhaps just as importantly, what about the people leading this impressive company? Are they as rock solid as the business model?
Ametek's reputation as a high-quality industrial compounder is indeed reflected in its valuation, which has historically commanded a premium compared to the broader market and many of its industrial peers. The key valuation question, as always, is whether the company's superior growth prospects, profitability, and returns on capital truly justify this premium. Looking at historical valuation multiples, for instance, the price-to-earnings, or P-E, ratio, over the past 5 years, Ametek's P-E has averaged approximately 30.0x. At the end of fiscal year 2024, it stood at 30.2x, indicating that the current valuation is very much in line with its recent historical average. The enterprise value to EBITDA, or EBITDA ratio, which accounts for debt, is often preferred for comparing industrial companies. From 2020 to 2024, Ametek's EBITDA multiple averaged 21.2x, trading within a range of 19.3x to 23.9x. The latest 12 months EBITDA multiple is approximately 19.8x, placing it at the lower end of its 5-year historical range. This suggests that while the stock isn't cheap on an absolute basis, its current valuation is not extended relative to its own recent history, especially on an EBITDA basis, which is a good sign for potential investors.
So it's not a screaming bargain, but it's not wildly overvalued compared to its own past. How does it compare to its peers in the market, particularly those navigating similar industrial or tech-adjacent spaces?
A peer group valuation comparison provides crucial context. When benchmarked against high-quality industrial and technology peers like Keysight Technologies, Fortive, Danaher, and Parker Hannifin, a nuanced picture emerges. Ametek trades at a significant discount to more tech-centric peers like Keysight and Life Sciences, focused Danaher on both PE and EBITDA multiples, reflecting their higher growth rates and different market characteristics. Conversely, it trades at a notable premium to Fortive, and its valuation appears to be roughly in line with Parker Hannifin. This positioning seems quite reasonable when you consider their relative financial metrics. Ametek's operating margins, for example, are among the best in this group at 25.8% LTM, and its returns on capital are consistently strong, typically around 12-14% ROIC. The premium to Fortive seems justified by Ametek's more consistent growth and higher profitability, while the discount to Keysight and Danaher reflects those companies' different end market characteristics and slightly different growth profiles, but still positions Ametek as a premium player. In terms of free cash flow, FCF, and dividend yields, Ametek's strong FCF generation often leads to an attractive FCF yield, which is a tangible measure of the cash return an investor receives relative to the company's enterprise value. Its dividend yield, at approximately 4.7%, is modest and unlikely to be the primary reason for investment for income seekers. However, as we discussed, the investment case is centered on dividend growth, which is exceptionally well supported by the company's low payout ratio and robust earnings growth prospects.
That gives us a really solid understanding of its financial standing. Now, beyond the numbers, what about the human element? What about the people leading this impressive company? Do they have the vision and stability to keep this intricate machine running smoothly?
The quality and experience of a company's leadership team and the soundness of its corporate governance practices are absolutely critical factors in assessing its long-term investment merit. Ametek scores highly in both areas, which is a significant part of their long-term consistency. Starting with the executive leadership and track record, AMETEK's senior management team is characterized by its deep industry experience and exceptionally long tenure with the company. This fosters a very stable and consistent corporate culture focused on long-term value creation. For example, their chairman and chief executive officer, David A. Zepko, has been with AMETEK for an impressive 35 years, providing him with an unparalleled understanding of the company's businesses, markets, and culture. He probably remembers when their advanced electronics involved vacuum tubes.
Probably right.
The broader executive team similarly boasts impressive tenures, with many key leaders having served the company for over 20 or even 30 years. This stability and depth of experience are significant assets, enabling the consistent and disciplined execution of the AMETEK growth model through various economic cycles. They have a proven demonstrable track record of successfully creating shareholder value over many years.
That kind of stability and leadership is rare and provides a lot of confidence, especially in a world that often prizes rapid turnover. Does this foster unique advantages, perhaps in institutional knowledge or long-term strategic vision, that newer, more agile teams might miss?
Absolutely. That long tenure offers distinct advantages. It builds deep institutional knowledge, fostering a collective understanding of the nuances of their diverse niche markets and the intricacies of their operational model. This stability also cultivates a very long-term strategic vision. Instead of chasing short-term trends, a leadership team that's been together for decades can commit to multi-year investments in R&D and patiently execute a programmatic M&A strategy, knowing they'll be there to see it through. This consistency reduces strategic shifts that can be disruptive and builds strong relationships with customers, suppliers, and employees. It's truly a competitive advantage that's difficult for others to replicate. The board of directors' composition and independence is also very strong. The board is structured to ensure robust oversight and alignment with shareholder interests. It's composed of a substantial majority of independent directors. Of the 9 members serving prior to the 2025 annual meeting, 8 were independent, with the CEO being the only non-independent member. The company has a lead independent director who presides over executive sessions of the independent directors and serves as a liaison between the board and the CEO. Furthermore, all members of the critical board committees, audit, compensation, and corporate governance nominating, are independent, ensuring that oversight of financial reporting, executive compensation, and board nominations is free from management influence and aligned with shareholder best interests. Lastly, their corporate governance practices and shareholder alignment are considered best practices. AMETEK has implemented a comprehensive code of ethics and business conduct, robust stock ownership guidelines for executives and directors to ensure they have a significant personal financial stake in the company's success, and anti-hedging and anti-pledging policies to prevent speculative activities with company stock. They also have a clawback policy that allows the company to recover incentive-based compensation from executives in the event of an accounting restatement, enhancing accountability. Plus, their bylaws provide for proxy access, a key shareholder right, allowing long-term shareholders to nominate their own director candidates, all of which contribute to strong, transparent governance.
This complete picture of strong leadership and robust governance truly provides a lot of confidence in the long-term direction and integrity of the company. It's clear that the who behind AMETEK is just as important as the what it produces. So what does this all mean for you, the listener, as you navigate a complex investment landscape? We've taken a truly deep dive into AMETEK, Inc., seeing how its methodical approach to dominating niche markets, its unwavering commitment to operational excellence, and its strategic, disciplined acquisitions have built a resilient and consistently growing business. It's a textbook example of a true industrial compounder, a company quietly dominating essential parts of our world.
Absolutely. To summarize the investment merits, you've seen a proven and repeatable business model in the AMETEK